No injuries are being reported by police after a vehicle flew through the air on Queen Street in Midland and ended up striking a house this morning. Passerby described it like a scene out of a movie, with a driver first striking the large garbage bins now being delivered throughout the region and then apparently losing control after crossing Young Street onto Queen and coming to rest on its roof. "It's amazing nobody was hurt, either on the street or in the vehicle," said neighbor Ian Hodgson. "It just flew across the street." Hodgson said he was sitting in his living room enjoying a cup of coffee when he noticed the silver SUV accelerating before crossing over a row of hedges, becoming airborne and careening into the home. Two younger people got out of the vehicle and helped the elderly driver out, he added. "Everyone just got up and walked away. They seemed okay, but they must be all in shock." About six Southern Georgian Bay OPP officers, three tow trucks along with paramedics and firefighters arrived at the scene, with police placing barricades at both ends of Queen between Young and Hannah Street. A short time later, a tow truck managed to lift the vehicle off the ground, but not before bursting its radiator with steam hissing from the heavily damaged vehicle. Opposite are continuing to investigate the cause of the crash. Ute and Wolfgang Tice are landlords of the home that was hit. Damage seemed limited to the home's left front corner. They were among a crowd of about 30 people who watched the scene from an adjacent sidewalk. Added Ute Tice. "It was amazing that it missed all of her tenant, Halloween decorations."